New podcast alert. This one's going to teach you how to sell. And more importantly, how not to sell.
But they're not messing around.
Well, I can shit in a box and put a guarantee on it if it makes you feel better, or I can just sell you a quality product.
They upcharge you. Here's a bottle of water for, a kidney.
That's the one thing I do love about what we do. We're going to unveil and find things, and you're going to find them with us.
Join Jason and Andrea, two marketing black belts, as they take a humorous look at all things advertising on their new podcast, Digging Into Shit.
They are about the good time. They are not about the waistline. I am on a roll with
these. Okay, you need to calm down. Thank God this is being recorded.
What is happening, Andrea? How are you?
Hey, Jason. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here as well. It's always brighter on this side of the table as we're digging into shit. And we are digging into one of my favorites. Obviously, a little bias here. I know the founders of this company. I corralled them to sponsor a fishing team that I was working with to help them go against Maui Jim. I love these guys. I love their sunglasses. I sing their praises all the time. My buddy Steve, his brother D. This is Canaan Sunglasses, folks. We're going to dig into some shit on Canaan Sunglasses. And what I wanted to do, because we did the Aloha bag, and it was just...
miserable.
Luxury, you know, and they're like, we love the ocean. Fuck the turtles. And
here's
so
some hard plastic to wrap your bag in.
And I was like, you know, I need you to experience what I experience when I get Canaan's.
Yes.
And so I got you some.
Yes. We're going to open them up.
So let's break down. Yeah. So first, we always break down the companies. I would like first to let's look at this packaging. Tell me what you think from the outside to the inside, the whole kit and caboodle here.
I've been digging into them, obviously, because I want to find something that is going to ruin it for you, much like you did the Aloha bags.
Can't ruin Canaan. Can't ruin Canaan.
Other than, for me, a big thing for me is the name of a company. I want it to be easy.
Well, you can't spell this motherfucker.
No, nope. You can't. I can't spell it. And then, like, even today, I'm like, I've heard you say it a million times, and I'm like, I'm a little bit with the name, but once you get it, you get it. Mm-hmm. Canaan, right?
Yeah, I mean, clearly they're better.
So, okay. You know me, I love a pun. So, and like play with words. And throughout their whole website, there are little nuggets of playing with the words, which love, love, love. And right on the box says that they are clearly better.
And as you're looking at that box that it came in, this is just exactly how it comes from them, right? So, right. You order a pair of sunglasses, this is what you get.
Well, they come telling me what it is.
Yep.
Not super descriptive, over the top. I've got some bullet points. These are going to be easier. Japanese optics, crafted in Italy, always polarized.
Yeah.
Great, and bullet points.
By the way, there's the massive sunglass company that does sunglasses for everyone, from Coors to, you know, to Oakley, everyone in between. Mm-hmm. They don't. So they are one of the few independent sunglass makers on planet Earth.
Yeah. From the box, we know that they are designed in California.
Yep.
Made in Italy. Which, I mean, I feel like anytime something's made in Italy, I just feel instantly fancier. Great box, textured. And again, if you didn't catch us talking about the Aloha bags and to see...
It was textured.
It was in all the wrong ways was it textured. So we're suckers for presentation.
Yep.
Show me that you really know what you're doing. And it's all the way across the board. I don't care if the product itself is the best you've ever seen. If it shows up looking like dog shit and the process isn't easy, the process isn't fun, you don't know anything about the company and you just get, what's my investment?
Yeah.
And it's just, you don't pay attention to detail.
Now see, this is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. I got goosebumps. I have goosebumps. Because, so I just bought three pairs of blender sunglasses. It was like, you know, buy one, get two free, right?
Yeah.
They all came in just a little cleaning bag. That's all it was. Just a little stupid cleaning bag and nothing else. And it was so disappointing to me because they're aviators. So as soon as you get those little nose things on aviators, then they're sitting crooked on your face.
Right.
I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I only spent $30. I got three pairs of sunglasses. I shouldn't expect them in something nice, but when I've been getting stuff from Canaan for the last 20 years...
It doesn't cost a lot to put details into things.
No, and look at that case.
Okay, first of all, fantastic case, and I'm going to get into part of why I like this. Favorite part.
Thank you.
A thank you note. And
right?
Again, the details going even further. So it's telling me tell me what I've done, right? They're mm-hmm. reinforcing, you've purchased one of the finest pieces of technical performance eyewear in the world. This decal is only available when you purchase a pair of Kanan eyewear. Welcome to the tribe. We hope you fly the flag and share your stories and adventures with us. Hashtag built for outsiders.
What do we always say?
Community. Telling me what to do.
But they're also welcoming you. Like, yeah. Because they're like, hey, Andrew, welcome to the tribe. Like, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm emotional.
Right?
Like, that is such a connection. So, and you can tell that they mean what they say, because when you start looking through their social media, you look through their website, they have real stories from real people. Anything from Major League Baseball players to some dudes that are just in their Wrangler button-up shirt working with their glasses on, working real life, to people that are adventuring and doing things. That's what I want to see. If mm-hmm. I'm going to pay, you know, they're anywhere from, I'd say, $100 to two-ish range. Yeah. If I'm going to pay that for a pair of glasses, I want to know that they're going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And so far,
and let me tell you,
and sinker.
And we'll get into the refund thing, because it is so unique and interesting. Yeah, as soon as you get that sticker, you know you're in the tribe, right? Yeah. Which is cool,
this
because
is
you can't
rad.
Get anywhere else, right? You're like, put that on where you want people to see it. 15 years ago, I'm mowing a lawn outside. A rock kicks off something, hits my Kanan sunglasses. The lenses do not break, but there's a huge chip. I send them in. I want to pay for replacement lenses because I love these. I got a new pair back.
Wow.
And I said, thanks for saving my eyes. And they're like, thanks for being part of the tribe. I mean.
Okay, so I guess we're done talking about them now. Like, winning. winning.
Winning. But let's check out yours. Yeah. I mean, I was wearing mine at the beginning, and I have 3 or 4 pairs of them because I love them.
So again, the case is, I mean, it is a solid case. And
look
if
at
you,
the rubbery thing.
Yeah, the rubber, the details all the way around. Stitching's beautiful. And again, I'm going to go crazy on the stitching because they're a sunglass company. They shouldn't give a shit about the stitching. You would think a bag company would give a lot of shits about their stitching, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And this isn't like somehow the glasses versus the bag, but that's what brought us to this company was the difference in attention to detail. I'm a mom. I travel a lot.
You're going to throw those in your bag.
These are going to go in my bag. And I can pick on Varnay because, you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. they would come in a floppy bag. And yep. I know my mom, she never even used the bag. They would just get scratched to hell. I don't know what Varnay is doing these days. Do you hear that zip?
Yeah.
That's quality zip.
I mean, here's the...
And then even more details.
More details, right? Yeah. And you're looking at... So you throw that in. You spent $200 on a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
You're going to... Now, you have the freedom and luxury to throw them in your purse mm-hmm. or in your bag.
In my car. Anyway.
In your car. And not worried about them getting torn apart.
They're not going to get crushed.
No.
They're not going to get scratched.
Nope.
I'm not going to sit... I could sit on this and my glasses aren't going to be tweaked in any way.
Exactly.
How many people have sat on their glasses? Like one hand, two
Hello.
Hand? Yeah.
Right?
Okay. I don't even have to go to their website to learn more info. We've got a book about mm-hmm. everything.
I will say, that's the one thing I don't like, because I'm old, I got bad eyes, I can't read anything that's in that damn book. But I would, you know what I would like, you know what I think would be, but I get that they're playing to a broader audience, younger mm-hmm. and older, right? I would prefer inside there a QR code that I could just scan with my phone and it would take me to their website, because then they would get my email address, mm-hmm. my name, my location, when I scanned it, so when I got it, it would just add a different level
that's
of engagement.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
That's
right
why
there.
I get paid $1.25 an hour. Just,
yeah. Okay.
Just doing the stuff.
Well,
but it's still cool.
Cool.
I mean, it's still cool.
It's cool, but now all of a sudden I don't like this book, and I'm all that, yeah.
If that's our knock, is something that they
put... Well, thank God I have one now.
I know, right?
So that's cool. I'm going to set this book over there to remind me. But it is great information. They do have a lot of this on their website, mm-hmm. but again, you have to, a lot of touch points.
Yeah.
Not everybody's just going to go read through the website. So if you get a little bit from this, it's something that you could
or
share
if you got them
friend.
As a gift, so you didn't know the website, didn't know how to
there
spell
you
the
go.
Company's name, didn't know what was going on.
Jeez.
Guess what?
RX customizable.
Oh, yes. That's a huge thing.
Okay.
So my buddy Mark Stuce, he's a big wig executive guy who, you know, always wearing sunglasses, loves Persol's. And I'm like, you know, that's made by the same people that make your gas station sunglasses. Go check out Kanan. He goes, well, they've got to have RX. I'm like, dude, they do RX. If you send them your prescription, they will send you sunglasses back that are RX. He's like, I'm getting some now.
Yeah, that's amazing. So brings me up brings up a question for me. If I didn't know you and you didn't know their owner, how would I know about them and their story and what they do?
So definitely this is an outdoors company. It is a Southern California. You think about who they work with a lot. They work with fishing teams. They work with golfers. So active people. This is an active person's company. So if you're getting, you know, Outdoor Magazine. Oh, see, those look good, girl. I'm not going to lie. Those,
that's a good pair of glasses.
They did a good job picking out some sunglasses for
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really did. Now, obviously, as I noted earlier, I am biased. I know the guys. I've worked with them in the past. I think they're absolutely fantastic. They're in Newport Beach. I used to live there. I used to swing by their offices. You're throwing
them
on.
Love them.
Yeah.
They're light, lightweight, which they advertise a lot on their website.
But feel durable.
Right, because, and I love that they almost match my real glasses.
Mm-hmm.
These are so heavy. Like, my face is tired by the end of the day. So I love that when you put these on, it doesn't feel like you have glasses weighing your face down. Again, attention to detail. Not only did it come inside this great case, but they were double protected.
Yeah.
Inside a pouch that, again, is branded. Got the name on it. So it's not just grabbing some pouch to throw them in. All the things all the way through. Inside feels good. I would like something to clean them with.
That's what they're made for. Yeah, that's what the bag's made for.
Well, there you go. Then I guess, again.
Problem solved.
Great company. Attractive. Let's talk about their social media real quick.
Okay. Get into it.
You know me since I'm so young, right?
So, well, you're young and hip. I'm old and angry, and you are young and hip.
They've done a really good job. They have a beautiful Instagram. They're doing some things on Facebook.
They spend some money on photos.
They do.
Right?
They do. And again, like I'm saying, you can see that they also, not only are they spending the money, they've got the beautiful people wearing the glasses, they're posed. There's a lot of real life in there as well. And that comes in their YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
I keep wondering why these companies are missing the boat on TikTok.
You know, I don't, and I think it'd be interesting, and this is where I'll lean to you. I don't know how, so with their athletes, right, there's licensing rights that you have to pay MLB, Golf Channel, whatever it may be, to see that person, you know, using it as far as a TikTok reel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that would work on TikTok unless they got into the making of the sunglasses and they filmed those things, or they leveraged out maybe a little bit more on the science, right? I mean, I think you could have a lot of fun with reels with what they do. You get a little more in-depth into the nerdy shit. But when it comes to what they've done for Instagram, I love the balance. There is enough balance of showing me the lens without the lens, just the sunglasses,
right,
and then people using them. And to your point, and what we've talked about with other companies, right, is they've only got the perfect pose model.
Right.
You've got dudes standing next to Marlin. You've got people celebrating as a seagull's about to eat their sandwich. You have the model poses, and then you have the real life, real people poses. You know, they don't have eight-pack abs.
They have a great mix of what's going on. And that's where I really think that they could capitalize on TikTok. Again, not for the MLB, not for the pro fishing, not for any of that. They have done a great job. They have their hashtag that's on their product. You can search it, and they're doing a really good job. That's what's going to show up. Throw those real people over on TikTok. Have some influencers that are talking about it, growing the brand over there, because that's where people are buying things from right now.
Well, yeah, they're going to start, right? I mean, TikTok has bought a whole bunch through the supply chain, some centers to ship stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea and philosophies behind it is that at some point you're going to be able to touch, click, buy
right
from TikTok. So I agree. They did, you know, there's a lot of companies slipping on it, but I also think TikTok has not done a good job marketing as a business outlet, where Instagram has, where YouTube has. TikTok has not done a good job saying, hey, businesses over here, we've got channels for you to explore.
I'm saying even without TikTok needing to say that they're there and they're going to help them with their business.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a lot of companies that have been using it as their sales tool.
probably doing very well.
They're killing it.
Yeah.
And get, you know, being an early adapter, and it, we're getting at the end of that early stage, because like you're saying, like, right, there's a lot of shifts that are coming up. If you're already on there and you have a presence, when all of that is launched and when they are really pushing it out, you're going to be ahead of the game. So using this this hashtag, using the stories, and this is the first company that we've taken a look at that really does a good job of building a community. Let TikTok be the place where that community really lives and grows, mm-hmm, and thrives. Drive all the traffic back to your website. Great website, though. I mean, we haven't even gotten to
it. I mean, yeah, the website, I really enjoy. So they years ago, they had a different website, and I'm not going to lie, I loved it. So this is what it did. You'd take a picture of yourself, and you would upload it to the website. And then it would match your face and go, your face probably fits these style of sunglasses. And then it would ask you, now, what do you want to do in our sunglasses? Are you hanging out? Are you surfing? Are you golfing? And then it'd go, so it really broke it down. The problem is you know, as you grow your brand and as you get more and more things under your brand, that gets really convoluted really quickly. And I think what also happens is, and this is a hit and miss for any business, right? Is I may love aviators, but I may not look good in them. Mm. But they're the most expensive sunglasses on the site. So do I deter sales,
right,
in an effort to make you look good, or do I just now give you the option of you buy whatever you want? It's your choice. Their returns, lifetime lens warranty. There's no asterisks. There's no bullshit.
That's what I was just playing with. They're not messing around.
No, and I have some in my car that I have to mail back that got damaged. Another freak accident where I got hit in the face with a Frisbee. And I've got to mail back. They don't even make these sunglasses anymore, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens.
We're excited to find out. You know, I mean, this is their ability to explore, right? I want to look at the explore thing because, one, there it is, clearly better. It's what they say, and I talk about this a lot, right, is this circular rhetoric. Tell them what you're going to tell them what you told them. If I can find...
You're doing a great job.
If I can find those... If two of the three pieces are there and I find them first, when I get to the third, it could be their website, it could be the packaging. Now I've decided internally that I've made the decision. I haven't been sold anything. I've actually adopted them. They haven't adopted me. And now I'm excited to get the package, or I'm excited to place the order, because I've been affirmed on different places in different stages of my exploration into this company or into sunglasses that says, hey, Jay, this is your spot. This is where you want to be. They do a great job of that.
Well, and one thing that I love, a lot of what we're doing is instant gratification. That's something, mm-hmm, you can buy on Amazon. It's very disconnected. This is something that I can go into a physical store and, yeah, see. Yep. And they've got a lot of locations.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Because my face is a little difficult, right? So I like that it's something that I can go in, try on some different pairs, see what I like. And then, again, this is going to be something that keeps me coming back for more and more and more. And I can see why 100%. You're like, nope, these are the sunglasses that I will have forever and always.
Yeah.
And other companies we've talked about, you know, when we're like, well, if it weren't there, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
I would just go on that would go to the next one and live my life. This would be one that if they weren't there tomorrow, it would be devastating. You would feel the hit of them no longer.
Well, all of a sudden you're like, hold on, I'm not going to set those down over here. Right? Like, if you thought they were gone, now you're holding on to a little piece.
they're with you always.
They're with you always.
Right. I've been digging. I have been digging. And so far, the book, and I mean, had you not said the QR code, I would have never thought about that. But now, and I'm thinking, if they had a dynamic QR code,
mm-hmm,
they're updating that, because these cost money.
Yeah.
Right? If you're investing in building these out, purchasing, it adds weight to shipping, everything else.
What do you think would be better with where the case, right? So look at the case there.
Right.
If you got that plastic square on the outside, right?
Yep, right in here.
Right in there, or right on the outside next to the square?
I like it being inside.
Like it being inside?
It's like a little gift. You open it up, you've got your QR code.
Okay.
Right? It's just, yep, printed right on the inside of the case. Because the case is pretty, and I don't
You want to muck it up?
I don't like. I like that they've kept it very classic. Mm-hmm. Open it up. Here's my QR code. I'm gonna, and they on this with their welcome letter, it could say something about the QR code.
Yeah.
Give a little direction because
we all need it.
We all need a little direction, right? Have that. Pull it up. Love what you're saying. You're gonna capture their information. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be able to market to them. But not only that. Having it a dynamic code where you can be changing out the information that's on there as well.
Yes.
So it could be tailored to holiday specific. It could be event specific. The latest release that they have, they can update it with whatever they would like. This, I mean, how often do you think they really update this?
Oh, I would say maybe once every 2 years, maybe. Right. I mean, you got a new line of sunglasses. You've got something different coming in. I'm trying to find mine, which I think are, so I have some here that I've had for almost a decade. These are the Clarks. I don't even know if they make the Clarks anymore. Right. I mean, this is how long I've been using this brand, folks. And this is why, you know, we're divvying a lot more of this to Andrea because I'm just biased. I got the driver polarized, right? And I did it with the gunmetal gray and the blue lenses. I freaking love them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've got a trip coming up and that's why I bought the blender sunglasses because 3 for $30, if I lose all of them on my trip, I don't care because it's a booze trip to Columbus, Ohio. Who cares?
Stop talking about the trip I wasn't invited on.
I know.
Had enough of this.
But, you know, they don't even have Clarks on here anymore, right?
I mean, love the free hat with purchase.
Right. That
was nice. That's a nice detail.
It's kind of a cool thing because... If there's one thing I dislike, I don't like hats with brands on them because you're not paying me to advertise for you.
Right. But this is subtle.
This is subtle. And it's just a little cooler.
Wait, what is
cooler.
That? Yeah. What is that? What do you have going on? Don't. I hate it when there's a hat and all you know is that was the brand of whatever it is that you purchased.
Yeah. Or you buy the Puma sweatshirt and it says Puma across the front. Right. Like, no shit.
This is something that when you're wearing it, it's just a nice looking hat. And if you want to tell the story, or if somebody asks, or if somebody recognizes, right? Because now I'm a part of this tribe. Mm-hmm. And I know that other people are going to have this decal and they're going to be wearing things. Now I'm connected. It is a little secret society.
And let me tell you about this tribe. So I was a couple years back, I am flying from here to Southern California. Where are they located? Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a plane. I'm sitting down. Gentleman walks past me and he has a pair of Canons hanging out and they are the Clarks like mine. And I said, best sunglasses in the world. And I just kind of said it and turned my head.
Yeah.
And he stops and he goes, no shit. They're my favorite. Where are yours? I mean, it was like,
he wanted to see them.
Oh yeah. It was like, dog, I mean, if you know Canon, you better, where are yours?
Well, and the way that they're building the tribe and building the loyalty to it, they really would be, if you had your glasses, you guys would have taken a picture of it and tagged them in the picture.
Yeah.
Because they have told me how to do all of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
They're not making me guess on what to do. Like so many of the brands we talk about where you're like, well, cool, I got this now and it's in my closet and I don't really care. And if I see somebody else with it, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Because it's whatever. This is, I see that we have the same thing.
I see we like nice Subaru. Shit.
Yeah. It's like Subaru.
Yeah.
Subaru people wave to Subaru people.
Yeah, Jeep people wave to Jeep people.
Right.
Like, I like nice shit. I like to protect my eyes. I like this. You're like,
attention to detail.
Attention to detail.
If, you know, me as a single lady, knowing about this brand, knowing about the things, if I see a dude wearing these glasses, I would be more likely to be like, that son of a bitch pays attention to details.
And likes nice stuff.
Yeah.
Right, like you're just adding in these layers. But yeah, so I see this guy tell him, ends up sitting down next to me. His wife sits down, he's like, honey, guess what? Notice my Canons. And she's like, who notices sunglasses? I'm like, they're my favorites.
Girl, hold my beer, let me tell you.
And she's like, they're his favorites too. Great, you guys can talk. And how many times have you been anywhere outside of this podcast where you've talked 30, 45 minutes about a pair of sunglasses?
I don't think collectively in my life I've talked about sunglasses that much.
And here I am on the plane and we're like, there I was, Sia Cortez, we're fishing for marlin, and everyone's eyes are tired except for ours, because we've got our Kanans on, you can just relax more, and there's this, there's that, and he's like, I know, right? And then you remember this part? I'm like, oh my gosh. And then we're talking about golf, and golfers don't usually wear sunglasses, but the few that do wear Kanan, because they, the polarization, that the way they do it doesn't distort any information coming into your eyes. It's just the fact that they tell a story so good that you can repeat it in some capacity and have a conversation about their brand, that right there is the win.
Mm-hmm.
In my humble opinion, like, you've done a good job of everything else, but you've given so much, you've invested so much into your stuff that now people can hold conversations about your brand. And that's wild.
That is unheard of anymore.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, James Purse, cool, cool shirts, cool jackets, loved them, a little expensive, but hey, all last long. I've got a James Purse jacket. It's 25 years old. Looks brand new. I love it. Wear it a lot. Not here because it's Austin. You can't really wear jackets.
Well, there's that week.
There's that week, right? Yeah. There's like 1 week. But I don't know anything about James Purse. I don't, there's no conversation. Someone could look and be like, oh, that guy spent too much on a t-shirt. That's the right. conversation, right? Shopping at Whole Foods. Oh, look, someone makes money.
Yeah.
They just went to Whole Paycheck. Yeah. They've got a shopping cart full.
Right.
This is something different.
Well, I love it. You can get a gift card on here and mm-hmm. send it. You can introduce people to the brand. I've got to tell you, Jason, I'm a little disappointed
mm-hmm.
that they're this amazing. I mean, I can't even say from an eco standpoint, maybe the book is a little excessive. Love this because on the backside of the decal, they printed the information. So it wasn't an extra.
Oh, and it's also, hey, you've got this decal for a reason. It's not to advertise for us.
No.
It's to let everyone. It's a flag. It's a flag.
It says.
Let your flag fly.
I love it. The box. I mean, obviously we're going to be able to recycle the box. That's cool. You're going to use the shit out of the case.
Mm-hmm.
Found out that this, I'm going to be cleaning my glasses with, not only keeping them safe. It's a great company.
I mean, we dig into shit. We shit on some people. We like right. some things, but when you're doing it right, I mean, you're just doing it right. So let's break it down real quick. Let's give them some scores.
Right. Where do you want to start? I'm kind of wanting to start with the originality. Because this isn't an original thought.
No, sunglasses, there's nothing original about sunglasses.
But the way they did it
so was much original. Better. Find me another sunglass company that does this. Find me another company that does this. Welcome to our tribe. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, this is something that I want to keep and use in my own business as far as an example of doing it right.
Yeah. I mean, imagine in your consulting business, right? You, at the end of the year, you've got 50 ladies together and 50 men together. And you're like, hey, guess what? You're all part of a special tribe. You all came together to be better. You all came together because you wanted to achieve something. You all came together because ascension and being better from yesterday to today is crucial to you. And in all of that, now we're together. And now I want you guys to build each other up, right? Now you're the base for building each other up. You're like, holy shit, who does this? Who brings all their clients together and says, now you guys go work together. I'm going to go get 100 more.
Yeah.
And we're going to go do this. That's what they're doing.
100%. 100%.
No. And no one does it. So yeah.
I'm originality, what do you got?
I mean, 10. I mean, they're a perfect score for me on originality because no one does this.
Yeah. I mean, I've got an A+ on originality for these people. I want to put social media on here.
Okay.
Because I really think they're missing the mark on some TikTok. They have the pieces with their hashtag, with their tribe, with what they're doing. Instagram's looking great. I don't know who checks Facebook anymore, but I think that they're missing an opportunity on TikTok to grow their tribe even more. That's where the tribe can live.
Yeah. I mean, if you're score out of 10, I'd give them a 7 out of 10. Only because I want to see some nerdy stuff. I want to see how the glasses are made. There's just things I want to see. I love the reviews. I mean, I understand what they're doing, right?
Right.
They are putting you in situations going, I could wear my sunglasses there. They're showing you, here's the lens, here's not the lens. Look how much better life is seeing the world through Kanan's eyes. I love all that. But I agree with you. They're missing some elements. But damn it. If your own only thing is, I just got to turn on TikTok and get good over there, that's pretty good.
Well, they already have all the pieces to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would take absolutely no effort. And I mean, they've got something like 60 followers on TikTok.
Yeah. They're not putting any effort into it.
62.
62.
Right. And they have a lot of great content already on there that they're doing. I think that with the attention to detail that they have and their ability to gain momentum, it would take very little to light a fire there. So I'm going to give them a B on their social.
Yep, I agree with that.
All right. What's the last category we're going to wrap up for them?
You choose. I mean, I'm biased as hell, so.
I'm going to go community.
I mean, you're part of a tribe, girl. You're part of a tribe now.
I seriously got misty-eyed reading this. Yeah. Like, I would never buy another pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Why would you?
100% A+, community building, love them. Even if I hadn't heard the story from you originally and known how much you love them, if you seriously were just like, hey, got you a pair of glasses, here they are, didn't even need a bow on it because it's all beautiful, and I opened it up and I unfolded the story on my own, I would have still been emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never bought another fucking pair of glasses in my life.
Yeah. There's only one reason to buy other glasses, and that's to buy cheap ones that you're going on some wild vacation.
I'm going on a river run. Yeah.
Going on a river run. I'm not wearing these. Give me the gas station, you know, $9 sunglasses, throwaways. Oh, they broke. Who cares? Give me the ones that sit in my car when it's 130 degrees in there and they melt a little bit. Give me those. That's fine.
That's fine.
I don't care. But these.
This is.
Stopping people on planes.
They're part of your family.
And you have a reason to. They're like, welcome to the tribe. You're like, yeah, I see someone else with these. Yeah. I'm going to say hi because we're part of the group now. Yeah. Like, I'm in. You guys, we're all together, right?
Yeah.
Hi. You know?
As if I don't know. How are you going to grade their community?
I mean, A+. You know, just the whole idea that they even thought to create community around sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
To go to so many, obviously it's very active oriented, right?
Yes.
But still, surfing, fishing, baseball, you know, golf, hiking, mountain climbing, rock, whatever, you know, they've got it all.
Jesus, driving.
Mm-hmm.
Going for a walk outside in my neighborhood. Like, they've done a good job. Again, my biggest takeaway of what they can do that would be a real quick fix, upgrade the book. Love the QR code.
Yeah.
How about you? What's the one thing that you can say?
Yeah, the QR code. Just so you have a better idea of how to track people. You have a better way. If you're going to make me part of a community, which is awesome,
mm-hmm.
It would also be cool to get notes from you guys.
I was just going to say, because they're so good at this component, it would definitely be a company that I would look forward to whatever was coming out.
Yeah, because you don't have to send me an email about sales.
Yep.
You could just send me an email saying, hey, by the way, we just broke a record selling sunglasses. And I'd be like, that's the
amazing.
Coolest shit ever.
Right. Or grab once a month, have their favorite person that used the hashtag built for outsiders. Spotlight somebody for me.
Yeah.
Tell me about the adventure they went on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to make me want to post my adventures to see if I'm one of the ones that's picked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you keep it rare, right? So it's 12 times a year.
Huge. Huge. Because they have thousands of submissions of people using this hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, bravo. Bravo.
Cannon, you rascals, you did it again. We love you guys. Great job, folks. You can, if you want to check out Cannon, you can go and check them out at kaenon.com. That's kaenon.com.
You won't be sorry.
You will not be sorry. Just spend the money, folks. It is 100% worth it.
Perfect. Thank you, Jason, for the gift and bringing them to my attention because I'll never be the same again.
Oh, well, thank you. And folks, hope you enjoyed this. And we're looking forward to our next one because it's getting thirsty.
So thirsty. So parched.
See you soon, party people.